Today is the 1st of March 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way and welcome to the first day of meteorological spring. Though looking out the window, I'm not quite sure. Not sure the weather got the memo. But anyway, welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say thank you to everyone for joining in as we continue in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together as we make our way through the Bible. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply click the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Eternal Father of my soul, let my first thought today be of you. Let my first impulse be to worship you. Let my first speech be your name. Let my first action be to kneel before you in prayer. For your perfect wisdom and perfect goodness. For the love that you love mankind with. For the love that you love me with. For the great and mysterious opportunity of my life. For the indwelling of your Spirit in my heart. For the gifts of your Spirit. I praise and worship you, Lord. Be my guide today through all that is dark and doubtful. Be my guard against all that might threaten me. Be my strength in times of testing. And gladden my heart with your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel 31 verse 7. When the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley and those beyond the Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. Our chapter today is a recollection of how Saul and his sons died. It's not a pretty picture, with a complete humiliation of Saul on the battlefield that results in his death. And that humiliation continues because they chop off his head, they are really horrible to his body. And then he and his sons and his sons' bodies are finally rescued and they're properly buried. It's the end of the era of Saul, but it's the beginning of the era of David. And it's also appropriate that the author of 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel brings 1 Samuel to a close with the death of Saul. But what can we learn from our chapter today? One thing that stood out for me as I was thinking about this chapter was how God kept his word. He had promised Saul that he'd torn the kingdom of Israel from him and that his dynasty would end with him. Why? Because he'd not done what God had asked. And so many times we've seen Saul worried about things and then taken them into his own hands. And I can't help but wonder how many times we do that. Take things into our own hands because we're insecure about God, because we don't trust in him and we don't rely on him. Now, I believe that God is faithful and that it's us that turns from God. But I can't help but think, particularly after our chapter today, that maybe God has had to use other people to achieve his purposes because we've insisted on doing it our way or simply saying no. And maybe by not trusting in God, we are being Saul, which means God has to raise David to fulfill his purpose. Just a thought. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Samuel chapter 31. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. For the final time this week, our Bible readings are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines, and many fell on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard on Saul, and the archers found him, and he was badly wounded by them. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it, so that these uncircumcised may not come and thrust me through and make sport of me." But his armor-bearer was unwilling, for he was terrified. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men died together on the same day. When the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley and those beyond the Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to the houses of their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the temple of Astarte, and they fastened his body to the wall of Beth Shan. But when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men set out, travelled all night long, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall at Beth Shan. They came to Jabesh and buried them there. Then they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read in today's chapter. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local church. Heavenly Father, we come to you with deep joy and thanksgiving in our hearts, and we pray for our church. We know, Lord, that we wouldn't have made it this far without your grace and your Holy Spirit. And with that, we thank you for your guidance and your mercy. We're grateful to you, O God, for blessing us in all aspects of our church. And we pray that we continue to be a blessing to others, pleasing in your eyes. You've called us to be your children, and we are one body. We pray that you let love and humility dominate our hearts, so we can be of one mind and soul. Through our unity, we can fulfill our calling, Lord. May our humility and unity bring you glory. Open our eyes to your vision for our church. Give us a glimpse for your kingdom here. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord this weekend. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.